We have been looking around the UK at eye healthcare provision. So that could be if you have a regular appointment, say, for injections or eye checks, or you have an eye emergency. What do you do during the current situation? Today, we are heading to Wales, and I am joined by Gwyn Williams, who is a consultant ophthalmologist. What is happening with optometry and ophthalmology in Wales in response to coronavirus?
Well, coronavirus is one of the greatest challenges of our time, really. So on the optometric side, for example, they have rationalized what type of person can attend to get their glasses updated. And on the ophthalmic side, we've been going through all the patient clinics and rationalizing those most urgent patients that definitely need to come to the hospital. And we've had, of course, special measures introduced inside the hospital itself in order to look after patients with regards distancing. For example, only certain chairs are used, separated in space, the use of personal protective equipment, cleaning, and so on and so forth. So there has been a vigorous response from us, the optometric colleagues, and the government.
We are aware that many operations have been cancelled. Could this have a permanent effect on people's sight?
The vast majority of the surgery we do is cataract surgery, and cataracts we know don't lead to a permanent visual loss if there is a delay in.